Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. This is a book called Shara Bitachon. We are continuing with our new book called Shara Bitachon to strengthen our trust in Hashem. Today's class, of course, should be for the Hatzlacha of Tzva Hagana Yisrael and Refuah Shlema of the Pitzuim, and also for the Hatzlacha of Eitan Moshe and Miriam. We are starting the second chapter, and the second chapter now, so now we've understood what the true essence of trusting in God is. And now what Ravina Bachia goes through is now he's going to start going through the seven conditions to trust. If you really want to trust somebody, they need to have these seven conditions. And as we go through them, I'm just going to spoil it a little bit for you, is that you'll start to see, if you think about it in this light, that the only person who has these seven conditions is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the creator of the world, is Hashem. Whereas some people may have some of the conditions, and you can tell that those people may be trustworthy people, but the main point is to prove to you that the most trustworthy person that we can ever trust in our lifetime is the Borei Olam, is the creator of the world, is Hashem himself. So let's start the second chapter. He says, "Achasibot asher ba'en yitachen ha'bitachon ma'avoteach ha'davarim en sheva." There are seven conditions that enable a person to trust anyone. You need to have these seven conditions. And without these conditions, he says, you're not going to be able to trust them. So he goes through the seven. The first condition of the seven, which we'll focus on for today, is the compassion, pity, and love for the one you rely on. Meaning, the person who you're trusting, who you're relying on, has to have this compassion, pity, and love for you. If you're trusting somebody who doesn't love you, doesn't have compassion for you, that's not real trust. Because what are you trusting them for? They don't have your best interest in mind. So you have to know that before you trust someone, you have to know that they love you. You have to know that there's compassion there. You have to know that they have pity for you. He says, and this is the first condition really of trusting, is that if you know someone loves you, let's say a parent to a child, how much would a parent do anything in the world to make sure that their child is happy? Everything in this world, anyone who's a parent understands this, that you would do anything in this world to make sure that your child is happy. You know, I'm a parent, anytime I see my children cry, it hurts me. Even if they're crying for reasons that make sense. It hurts me, they go to sleep and they're crying. It hurts. Why? Because to hear your children cry, to hear your children upset, the kind of sorrow and suffering that has, is not, you can't even speak about it. There's no words to explain that. Now that's a human being. I'm a human being. Imagine the creator of the world. We're all his children. How much he loves us and cares about us. So now if we look at it in that way, you need to have this level of love and compassion and pity for that person in order for the person to be able to trust you. And there's no one in the world who has more love for his children than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than Hashem himself. Hashem has this immense amount of love for his children to the extent, and sometimes we don't fully comprehend it. When the difficult times come around, we don't always understand where's Hashem's love. You know, someone was recently asking me, I had a few people ask me recently, says, how can you connect Hashem to what's happening right now in Israel? How can you understand it? You can't understand it. You cannot, first of all. But he's like, if you're saying that this is what Hashem is doing, does that, God forbid, mean that Hashem is doing bad? And I said, no. The way you explain it is that people have free choice. Hashem gave human beings free choice to choose between good and bad. Choose between making the right decision and the wrong decision. Sometimes people make the wrong decision in life. And there's consequences. Now Hashem leaves it within the nature of the world. Leaves the decisions up to us. The free choice up to us. He's obviously mastering this whole world from behind in disguise. And I don't want to get into the contradiction between how is it possible we have free choice if God knows exactly what we're going to do. It's a very big question. But without getting into that, we understand that a person has free choice to make the wrong decisions. And so when a person makes the wrong decision, it's his fault. He's at fault for it. You choose to do right, you get reward. You choose to do wrong, there's, God forbid, there's curse. Not the reward. And so I think it's so important during this time that you strengthen this understanding of how much Hashem truly loves us. Think about your whole lifetime. Think about where you are in life. Think about how much you've gone through. Think about the fact that you woke up this morning. The fact that you can see, you can hear, you can breathe, you can speak, you can listen, you can use your eyes, you can walk. All of that was 1 second while you woke up. How many of us appreciated that right when we woke up? I had a hard time appreciating that. Why? Because we take it for granted. Because every single day it's the same thing. But if God forbid Hashem takes one of them away, God forbid, lo aleinu, one of them away, then all of a sudden we start turning to Hashem, Hashem, why do you do this? And why do you do that? And why do you do this? How much good is He bestowing on Am Yisrael that for 1 second there's 1 ounce of what we perceive as bad, then all of a sudden everyone starts screaming. Yes, and God forbid, I'm not talking about Eretz Yisrael. 100% what's happening in Eretz Yisrael is not good. Nobody would ever say that's good. And of course, we have reason to have emotion and reason to cry about what's going on and feel it on the inside. But for a second to step back and look at the love Hashem has for Am Yisrael in general, how much He cares for us, how much He has pity and compassion on us. Even yesterday, they came out with a few stories of even a nest within this whole horrific story, tragedy that's happening. They said a few hundred people were hiding under a water canal and they were saved. They were saying that a few settlements were keeping Shabbat, their gates were closed and Hamas didn't come in. You see that within the tragedies, Hashem is still protecting us. And it's hard to see it like that. God forbid, I'm not saying that, that what's happening is good. It's, God forbid, not good. But we have to always look at Hashem, that He loves us. He cares about us. We don't always understand why or how. And I'll give you an analogy just to finish this off. Sometimes a parent wants to rebuke the child, or a parent wants to discipline their child. And each parent has different ways they do it. But sometimes parents, what they do is they'll scream at the child. Or they'll put the child in their place. You're in timeout, you're not allowed to leave your spot. As a little kid, how does timeout time feel? It feels like you're going through the worst thing you'll ever go through in your lifetime. Why is the parent doing it? The parent is doing it to teach you that you're doing maybe something wrong, or maybe it wants you to gain or grow this discipline so that when you get older, you have this built-in discipline inside you. So for you as a little child, we don't understand it. But as you grow older, then you understand it. I think the Nimshal is the same way. We don't understand what's going on in the world today. We don't understand why Hashem does what He does. But we know that He's the parent and we're the children. We know that we're somewhat blinded from everything that's going on. And we don't completely comprehend His decisions and His calculations. But we do know that He is the parent and we're the children. And we know that He loves His children. And that He would never do things to harm His children, to hurt His children intentionally. He's doing it with a master plan in mind, with a puzzle mind and plan in mind. And I think having this first condition in mind, you build a stronger level of trust for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that Hashem loves us, He has compassion for us, He has pity on us, even within the tragedies, still He has pity on us. He's never looking at us and wants to hurt us. Hashem loves all of His children. All He wants to see is for us to be united. All He wants to see is for us to be together and to respect one another, no matter what level of religion we're on. And I think this is the first level of conditions, 7 conditions that we have, to trust anyone, but really to trust the Borei Olam, is to understand that the more love the person has towards you, the more you can trust them and leave it up to them to make the decision. And I think that's really all we have left to do now, is to trust in the Creator of the world, because He loves us and He cares about us, that He will do what's best for us and what's best for the rest of Am Yisrael. Have a great day, everyone.